Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
All right, welcome back to hour number two of the Chase, the Big Joe Show, live at the Omni Nashville Hotel. Chase McCabe is off today. Dr. Crane in with me here at the Omni at Bar Lines. Brando back behind the board. Fun show for you today so far. The question of the day is, if 25 soccer fans came to Nashville, where would you take them? I'm telling you, if they came to town this weekend, here's where I would take them, to Clarksville, to F&M Bank Arena to see the Cats play, because my goodness, my friends, there's something special brewing in Clarksville. And a guy, you thought James Brown was busy. This is the busiest man in show business. Let's bring in our good friend, Jeff Jarrett. Jeff, good afternoon to you. How are you, buddy?
My man, Big Joe, I appreciate you having me on. And yes, it is a busy day. I'm doing quite a bit of media. We got Dark Side of the Ring documentary coming out. It premieres first Tuesday in July. I'm doing some baseball promotion. We got a Cubs Cards classic game this weekend. That's not relevant, either one of those, to this call. But I just want to start right off, and we'll get to the Cats football. I just want to congratulate you and Dr. Crane. Y'all finally did it. You finally, it's taken a while, taken a few years, but you finally fired Chase. Congrats, man. That is awesome news. I wish I could be there at Bar Lines at the Omni. It is a wonderful spread. I did plan on, all kidding aside, making it today down there. But, man, if I was, I wouldn't just shake your hand. I'd hug your neck, because I know it's a long time coming, and I guess we should just say mission accomplished. Is that fair enough, Joe?
That's fair enough. I tried to hit him in the back with a chair, but he ran off, so maybe next time. We'll get him on that.
No, right,
let's talk about last Saturday in Clarksville at F&M Bank Arena, and I know you were busy and there's a lot going on. I'm telling you, I'm standing by the door, Jeff, and just watching people after people after people come into that arena, pack it out, scream, yell, have a great time. I'm telling you, you've turned something really special up there in Clarksville with this football team.
It's an unbelievable team effort. It starts right at the top with Coach Jeff Fisher. I'll call it. He's on and off the field. Coach Darren Arbett controlling things on the field. Him and his squad, Tyler Kolka. Kolkamania is absolutely running wild. But, man, the city of Clarksville, Middle Tennessee, has always embraced the Cats. It's super cool to see. And you know what? I would be remiss without saying that I think the MVP of last Saturday night, Tyler Kolka, did great. Lots of players on the team, great. Our man Nash of the Preds was in the house. He was a rock star. But how can you argue with Willie Dawney? The countdown going down, and he put it through the upright last-second field goal, standing O from the den. Everybody, that was a lot of fun, though, right?
It was. And also, you could tell, you know, it's fun. Like, you can sit in the stands there. I can make that. But you get on the field and you got thousands of people looking at you and you got one shot, I think Willie did that perfectly. He nailed it. And I'm sure the little butterflies, but he did fine. He did great.
Yeah, and that's the thing we do at Cats. You know, the on-field activations, we know that, I call it as promoters and presenters and the organization, we can't control what happens on the field in gameplay. But, man, having fun, Cats captain, I cannot wait for this week. I'm going to be the first in line to get my buddy Mike Keith. He's the Cats captain. You know, we have that every week. So we have the autograph session. The merch is flying off the shelves this year, which I'm always very happy to see. But, man, yeah. We bring people out of the stands, and we've got a very special set of circumstances. I can't give it away. We've got a huge surprise for a Nashville Cat fan this Saturday. But, you know, we're talking in circles here and giving a lot of hype. But the game itself this week, Joe, you're a more stats guy and all that. But, man, this is for number one seed. This is for bragging rights. This is it. Albany's coming to town. We got Both of us got only one loss. We're at the top of the standings, so the game itself is going – we're undefeated this year at F&M, but man, oh, man, you've got to be pumped for the game as well, right?
Well, not only that. I mean, Albany won the AF1 crown last year over, you know, over the Cats, and then, you know, this is the battle of number one. So you want to play all the playoff games at home. So to get number one seed, it starts by knocking off Albany. So, yeah, I mean, you described it perfectly, Jeff. The off-the-field activities are fantastic. But the game itself, you have the two best teams in arena ball playing each other on Saturday. That in itself should put butts in seats. But also watching this football team, exciting this, because you've seen it. These games go down to the last second, and having Albany here is huge. And that's another reason everybody, Jeff, should come out Saturday to see them at F&M Bank Arena.
The energy in the building Saturday was, I think, the best of the year, and that's taken in a lot of ground. Opening night was huge. But, you know, some of the games we've gotten, I'll say candidly, such a big lead that, you know, the energy and the excitement obviously kind of wanes. But this Saturday, I think we're going to have, I've got a little inside job on ticket sales. So I think we're going to have our biggest crowd. I think there's going to be the most energy, and I am really pulling for Coach Arbett, Kolkomania, and the entire team to punch it through because, man, oh, man, we all love competition. That's why we all come out to see the Cats, I like to say, in our business, get their hand raised. I want us to get our hand raised when the fourth quarter time expires.
I love it. Jeff Jarrett's on the line with us. Jeff, that, you know, mentioning about the game this Saturday, I was telling Joe at the start of the show, I was like, look, because it's such one of the hottest tickets in town, we're not just giving away one pair of tickets today, but two. So for fans out there that want to go to this game, be paying attention because we will be giving away two pairs of tickets today. And it is the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah, and we've run it a special because it's Father's Day and all the dads, but you know, dads love football. Dad's Day at the Den is what we're calling it. We're doing a special four-pack. Go to catsfootball.com for all the information. There's a hell of an article out today by the Pokester. It really dives into the matchup of this weekend if you're a nuts and bolts kind of guy. The website, and, you know, it was a midseason. We're about a week late, but we had to gather all the data. But when you look at the midseason report, the Cats are number one in attendance, number one in merch sales. But what I really think is super cool is X, Instagram, and Facebook, our numbers have exploded. They've skyrocketed. And that just tells me that the Middle Tennessee area, the Cats, you know, the fandom, if you will, continues to really exponentially multiply. So I'm super hyped, fired up about that. And Fisher has put together, you know, I'll say this, he's put together a winning team.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, you know, Father's Day this weekend, running the deal, calling it the Dad's Den. I know your father was an impact on you as well with your wrestling career, and even, you know, my grandfather wrestled on your father's promotion. What has your dad meant to you with just the process of your entire career in wrestling, along with the entrepreneurship outside of that?
Well, if we're going to divert here a little bit, I'm doing quite a bit of media for Dark Side of the Ring. It's doing a three-part documentary, and, you know, my father, you know, the business principles he instilled to me are applicable, you know, in how I'm working with the Cats, how I've worked with wrestling, how I'm working with my baseball group up in Illinois is. And a lot of times it's like he used to tell me, son, you can mess up a trash pile. Do not overcomplicate things. Keep it basic. And what he really wanted me to do is just fundamentally be sound. And that's, you know, in athletics, learn the basics and stick to fundamentals. And that's, to me, I won't talk about on-field success, but as far as the Cats off-field success, that's really what it is. You've got to let the world know what kind of product you have. We've got a great product and deliver, and that's kind of what we're doing. So his business lessons to me, and, you know, it goes without saying, I always have to mention my grandmother, his mom, that, you know, that's where my father learned all his business principles. And really, she stressed as well as both, you know, my dad did, is stick to the basics, know the fundamentals, and always be teachable and be a continual learner. Those are the principles that I've been passed on.
Absolutely. Getting back to the AF1 with the Nashville Cats this Saturday, talking about basic fundamentals, you fundamentally have to have a quarterback that can move the ball down the field, and that's Tyler Kolka, like you mentioned, Kolkomania. This guy is all over the field. He throws the ball back and forth. What have you seen in just the success from him along with the fan base's reaction to a special quarterback like that?
You know, here's the thing that I'd like to say, and I've told a couple of those people this over the last couple of weeks, that, you know, I've met, you name it, who's who in professional wrestling. I can name drop, but, you know, I'll call it Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold, on down. I've worked with all of them. But when you have someone that has that kind of ability and talent, for me, it always boils down to what kind of human being they are. And I have seen Tyler operate with teammates. I've seen him operate with family. I've seen his interaction, most importantly, post-game with the fans. And, look, he's, you know, arguably the best player on the field every game, certainly right up the top as far as productivity. But after the game, he's one-on-one with fans. He is a genuine, not good, a great human being. And to me, that is his secret to success. That he's grounded, he's humble, he's a good human being, and that goes a long, long way to me in successful, because he knows he gets up every day and works his ass off and really pushes himself to be the best that he can be. And when he goes to bed at night, he rests well because he knows he's accomplished a lot in that one day. So the kind of human being he is what I've seen.
I love it. Jeff Jarrett is with us. Nashville Cats take on Albany at Saturday at 4 o'clock, F&M Bank Arena. Go to the game. Jeff, I know I see you at the game. You're so busy. Have you had a chance just to, for 30 seconds, just to kind of stay in the end zone and take it all in? Because last Saturday was loud, was fun. They win, the excitement, everything. Were you able to experience any of it? Because I know you're so busy to see what all you've accomplished and your gang has accomplished up there in Clarksville.
What, Joe? I'll let you a little, I feel like I'm on my podcast. I'll give you the story behind the story. You know, coming from the wrestling industry, you have to have an ear. It's not always what you see. A lot of times it's how you hear things. And so I slip out of the TV booth multiple times. And when I walk around and I'm saying hello to folks, I'm also listening. And you can tell that our Cats faithful, they are just what you said. You are noticing it because, you know, you've been around sporting events. It's not the casual golf clap, but it is people that in their heart of hearts, they are pulling for us to win, to succeed. Like I said, F&M Bank Arena has really, really, really embraced us in every possible way. You know, our team practices there, but most importantly, our fans. And so, yes, I have from time to time, I'll slip out of the booth, or when I go down to see family or Karen or shake some hands and meet some different sponsors and stuff like that is, I'm listening, and you can just tell our audience, they are absolutely loving it, they're digging it, and that to me really makes, you know, all the efforts that the entire organization is doing, you know, feel good about it.
Oh, it's great. I know when last week, when they had a fourth down, the Cats were on defense, and the team had a fourth down, the crowd was so loud that I was in the end zone. I was standing next to Chase. I couldn't hear him. I was like, this is how loud it's got inside here, which was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, to get into the sports fan, and this is 102.5, The Zone, it's a sports station, Michigan whipped Albany's butt. And
right.
So Albany taking a loss last week, as a coach and as a fan of the team and as a competitor, I sure would have liked to have seen Albany blow out their opponent coming into here to give them that overconfidence shot that they need, but they got humbled in a big way. So I have a strong sense that they are going to come out literally from the first snap firing on all cylinders. And so, yeah, that concerns me, but I hope the crowd is packed and loud and yelling and screaming. And this is one of the games I always like for a good competitive game. It's a better experience. I'd love to blow them out in the first half.
There you go. Jeff, I know you're busy. Thank you. We'll see you Saturday up there. We're going to give away a pair of tickets to the game on Saturday. Right. But there's also a game next Saturday. But as they say, the most important game on the schedule is the next one. So, Jeff, thank you. We'll see you Saturday in Clarksville, my man.
Appreciate you, Joe. Thanks, Doc. Y'all have a great afternoon.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions! I have sold my chariot on Carvana! 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it! Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.